This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Chris McDaniel. Candidates for the Missouri General Assembly, for governor, and for other statewide offices can now file to run. Hundreds flocked to Jefferson City today and lined up outside the doors of the Secretary of State's office to file their paperwork. Among those filing on the first day was Republican Peter Kinder, who is seeking a third term as lieutenant governor. Kinder had originally planned to challenge Democratic incumbent Jay Nixon for governor, but changed his mind last fall.
I determined after Mr. Spence got in and was spending $10 million of his own money to start with more to follow that an expensive primary would make it impossible for us to knock off a sitting incumbent governor. And so I decided to get back in this race, and I'm comfortable there.
The filing period closes March 27th, barring the passage of any legislation to extend it. Although filing has just begun, accusations of impropriety are already flying today after members of two Democratic political dynasties filed paperwork to run against each other in August. U.S. Representative Russ Carnahan, whose current seat was eliminated in redistricting, will challenge Democratic incumbent William Lacey Clay in the 1st Congressional District. Clay calls the decision disappointing, and he says when he went to file his paperwork, his name couldn't be found in the state's voter registration file.
And it's going to require quite a bit of oversight and due diligence. I mean, I'm losing confidence, especially with my opponent's sister being the chief election authority.
Ryan Hobart, a spokesperson for the Secretary of State, Robin Carnahan, says Clay is registered as William L. Clay, but told an elections official his name was Lacey. Once the proper name was entered, Hobart says the record appeared immediately. About 300 teachers rallied today at the Missouri Capitol in protest of a measure that would phase out the state's teacher tenure program. As it currently stands, Missouri teachers generally receive tenure after 5 years. The Missouri State Teachers Association says teachers need that security so they can do their jobs well. Todd Fuller is the director of communications for the MSTA, and he has high hopes that the meeting went well.
I hope that our members have the opportunity to discuss issues and feel like they were able to share some of their concerns with legislators. I hope that our legislators felt like it was a good chance for dialogue with teachers in their district.
Now, those in favor of the measure argue tenure has allowed some teachers to linger longer than administrators would like. The measure is still in preliminary stages. The next step is the Senate. Another group gathered in Jefferson City today. Candidates lined up this morning to file for various political offices. The candidacy filing period for the 2012 elections kicked off as planned, even though Missouri still lacks a final map for the state Senate districts and the Missouri Supreme Court has yet to rule on the issue. The first to file was Democratic U.S. Representative Russ Carnahan of St. Louis, who signed up for the newly redrawn 1st District. But the new district lines have caused contention. Current 1st District Representative William Lacey Clay also has filed for re-election, setting up a primary battle. Carnahan currently represents the 3rd District, and he hopes the Supreme Court will strike down the new boundaries. The Missouri River Task Force held its third in-person meeting today in Omaha, Nebraska. Joanna Pope is the spokesperson for the Natural Resource Conservation Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. She says the main purpose of the task force is to educate landowners and anyone else affected by the recent flooding of the Missouri River Corridor.
There's several programs available for communities and for cropland. Communication is important to try and get everybody on the same page to know that these resources are available and to whom they're available.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are also involved with the process. The task force hopes to address floodplain management and to reduce the damage of floods. Pope says landowners and some Native American tribes have also been involved in the effort, and officials hope the meeting allows these groups to network. Despite uncertainty over district lines, hundreds gathered in Jefferson City this morning to file for various political offices, and Columbia resident Judy Baker was one of them. Baker says there's still a lot to be done in Missouri politics, which is why she has filed to run for lieutenant governor. As the daughter of a veteran, Baker says she plans to tackle issues involving veteran and senior citizen health care.
With the aging baby boomers, we have huge challenges coming our way, working on trying to make sure that our seniors are able to live the most independently for the longest period of time like they want to. Sometimes that takes community support.
If Baker wins her party's nomination, she'll face off against Republican candidate Brad Lager, Luann Ridgway, Mike Carter, or incumbent Peter Kinder. For KBIA News, I'm Chris McDaniel.